I applied through Instagram, actually. So you do a little application, you send them some photos and a video of yourself, and if they like you, they respond and they say that you've qualified for states. So then there's about 30 girls selected from each state, but for New South Wales, I believe there was like 25 of us. And so in the lead up to state finals, you just go to a bunch of events and meet with sponsors and meet the girls. And then the state final is where 7 of the New South Wales girls get picked out of the 25.
Yeah, wow. And how did you feel finding out you were one of the New South Wales finalists?
I was so shocked. I remember I was the first person to be called, and I'd taken off my shoes, actually, because my feet were so sore, and I'd taken off my earrings because I was like to mum. I was just thinking, you know, like, I don't know if I've done a good job. Like, I think I'm just going to, like, chill back here. And I'd actually, I was sitting in the crowd kind of far away from the stage. So when they called me first, I had to, like, spring up there to get there in good time. But I just remember being shocked, and I had this painted on smile. I just couldn't believe it.
Have you been doing modelling for very long?
No, it's actually very strange. I started modelling just creatively with some local Newcastle photographers like a year ago, maybe less than a year ago, actually. And yeah, I just thought, while I'm doing all that fun creative stuff, why not apply and just see what happens? So I'm lucky enough to live just off the corner of Beaumont Street, and it's a little vintage shop on Beaumont Street. I used to go in there and try on clothes, and I just loved the store, and I'd always pick something from there. And I became really, really close with the owner, and we sort of would spark up conversation, and she was the first person who ever invited me on a photo shoot. And after that, it kind of gave me a bit of the confidence and a snowballed into this universe, and I could picture myself in that world. And the other thing with that is that pageants are notorious for being very wasteful, and, you know, you see a lot of girls wearing kind of the fast fashion pieces that are trendy, and I really wanted to make that a solid foundation of my participation in the pageant or the program, in that I would be wearing vintage clothing to the events, because I'm one, guaranteed someone else isn't going to wear it, and also I can feel really good about wearing it.
Yeah, that's amazing. You mentioned you haven't been modelling for very long, or you know, you've only done casual things behind a camera here and there. So how have you found the confidence to get up there on stage and be yourself?
I think you just don't have a choice. I think that environment asks that of you, and you either just come through with it or it's not there. And I just push myself, and I always say to myself, life is really not that serious at the end of the day. And for example, just being on the Gold Coast, we had the whole thing filmed by a videographer and a producer, and there was lots and lots of camera work. And at the end of the day, I just thought, well, they're going to film what they're going to film. I've just got to be myself, because there's no other way around it. You surprise yourself at how confident you really can be when you're in that situation.
Tell us about where you grew up on the Mid North Coast.
So it's actually interesting. I was a Newcastle girl for the first 5 years of my life. So I lived in Hamilton. So I moved up to Foster with my brother, my mum and my stepdad, and we live on a property just outside of a small country town called Nabeaq. I went to school here. I went to Nabeaq Primary School and then Great Lakes College in Tuncurry, and then graduated Year 12 and then moved back to Newcastle to study. I'm undertaking a Bachelor of Communications, majoring in PR, and I'm in my third year and I've got one more semester to go. At the moment, I'm kind of just taking every day as it comes, because I did not foresee my year going like this at all. Like, but yeah, I'm hoping to pursue some kind of communications role in the future, whether it be within an organisation like Miss Universe or even modelling agencies or really anything to do with fashion. I really love fashion. But yeah, it's interesting, because when you join Miss Universe, it's not really a pageant anymore. It's more of a program, and you meet people. So like, we met photographers and producers, and along the way you form these connections and you kind of just feel like you can go down so many different avenues with it, and the title Miss Universe is really just one of the options you have. Like, as incredible as it is, it's like you kind of win no matter what you do with it, really.
You've sort of mentioned it's just more than looking beautiful on stage, you know. People might have this perception of what Miss Universe is, but as you were saying, it's much more than that, and it actually sets you up for the future.
it's a springboard at the end of the day, and I guess being in my last year of my degree, it's allowing me to travel to three of the major cities in Australia, try it out, meet industry professionals, see if I'd like a working lifestyle there. It kind of allows you to reframe your perception or your limitations, I guess, on your future. You can think of things way more broadly.
Do you think you have what it takes to be the national finalist of Miss Universe Australia?
I absolutely have what it takes to be the national finalist of Miss Universe Australia. I think anybody who is participating in the competition is there because they know what they're capable of. And I think we do struggle to, like, I struggle to talk about myself, but I will say that I do have a good heart and I'm somebody that people could aspire to be, but I also feel that I'm somebody people could relate to. As I've said before, if you want to try something or you want to step out of your comfort zone, you just have to do it. You kind of have to take action before you think about it, and you never know where it might land you.